Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and for the rest of the week, Keith Smith, our show's producer, is going to be with us in studio doing an interview with me, asking questions about ministry and about the school and about the origins of Solid Ground. Keith Smith is a former student at our Bible ministry school, as well as a teacher in the school today. Welcome to the program, Keith.
Glad to be here today, Brian. I thought we would start out by just finding out, how did you know how you were called to the ministry, and how did that come about?
I shared in my testimony yesterday, the instant that I was saved, the instant the Lord was calling me to salvation, He was also calling me into the ministry. And I just knew deep inside, it was like when the Lord walked up to Matthew and He said, follow me. He just left everything and followed Him. And that was the same sort of call that the Lord put upon my life. And I remember as this was being worked out in my life, I had to make a decision about the school that I was going to attend. And the family that I was living with at the time was going to sponsor me to go to UCLA. But if I decided to go to the Protestant school, because they were Catholic, they said, well, you're going to be on your own. And I remember I had to decide there, and it was a temptation to say, well, this is all provided for, that's the easy way, but the Lord is asking me to walk by faith and to trust Him. And I remember I had to take everything that I owned, pack it all into my car, and drive off to school. And that was a very lonely feeling. But the Lord ministered His word to me, where the scripture says, if your mother or father forsake you, then the Lord will pick you up. And he did that. And I had to go by faith, and I went to school. And the Lord provided for me a scholarship there at Point Loma College, and also onto Biola and Talbot. And the Lord provided for my schooling all of those years where I didn't have to pay a penny for it. So He truly asked me to take a step of faith, and He met me there. So I saw His hand confirming that call upon my life as well. As well as just a real desire to study the Bible. It wasn't just I wanted to read. I wanted to know why every word was there. I was driven by that. So there was a God-given passion in my heart to be a student of the Word of God first. And I know I didn't create that. It was a God-given thing.
That's a parallel, actually, with my life in my conversion experience. I couldn't believe it because I was so not the student prior to becoming a Christian. And after that fact, I just wanted to know what the book said, who this Jesus was, and there was just a driving passion in my heart, and I know now that that was something that the Lord gave me at the time of my conversion, which was actually the gift of teaching.
It's definitely just the grace of God being poured out into our hearts.
Well, maybe you could share with us a little bit about how you've gotten to this point, to the position of pastor of Calvary Chapel La Mirada, and what has happened in that time span.
Well, the first school that I went to was Point Loma College in San Diego, and the Lord's hand was definitely in that, because that's where I met my friends that I've had for life. Many of those brothers are now in the ministry, Brian Newberry at Calvary San Diego, and Greg Opin, who's a missionary in Hungary. But after 2 years, I wasn't quite set with what I was learning there, so I decided to transfer and go to Biola, which is in La Mirada, California. And during the first months I was there at Biola, I ended up at Calvary Chapel La Mirada. And it was a small fellowship of about 30 individuals at that time, and me and my wife were enjoying the fellowship, and I just made myself available to the pastor. I knew that I was called to do the work of the ministry, to be a pastor, and so I went and I told him. I showed up at his office and said, I know I'm called to teach the Bible. I know I'm called to be in the ministry, and whatever I could do, I make myself available for that. And the man used some wisdom, and he gave me a job, and that first job was to clean the bathroom. So he sent me to with my tools of ministry, a scrub brush, and a towel. And that's how I started at Calvary Chapel La Mirada, but I just kept going back every day, making myself available, spending time there at the church, doing whatever was needed to be done. And through a very quick process, the Lord allowed me to teach a home Bible study there, and then was involved in the leadership meetings. And the Lord just raised me up there for His purposes. And then as I was involved in the ministry there, the pastor was a young man of 27, found out that he had cancer, and basically that he was going to die of that cancer. And so he allowed me to start teaching when he wasn't physically able to do so. And the sicker he got, the more I started teaching the Word of God, and eventually just filled in that position as he went to go be with the Lord.
Wow, that's a picture in a very bold way of those who are faithful in little will be given more. What an incredible story. I thought maybe it would be interesting to find out who were some of the people who've influenced you and influenced your ministry in these years of your ministry.
Yeah, I don't even have to think about that. There's three individuals that have had a profound impact upon my life. And obviously, being a pastor of a Calvary Chapel, Chuck Smith has had a deep and profound impact upon my life. And I don't just say that because I'm involved in Calvary Chapel, but I've been able to watch his life and I've listened to hundreds of his tapes. So, you know, his doctrine, his theology, but more important than that, just his philosophy of ministry and the character that he develops. I so want to follow in those footsteps. I think of what Paul said to Timothy, follow me. The other individual is one that's already passed away, and that was Walter Martin. He is actually the first Bible program that I ever listened to. I remember finding his station. It was called the Bible Answer Man, and every question that people were asking, that's the questions I had about the Bible. And I so marveled that he was able to answer these questions. And I said, I want to be like him to be able to answer questions that people have from the Scripture. And the third one is John MacArthur, and I so appreciated his study of the Word of God. He just doesn't go over surface aspect of the study of Scripture, but he gets in the nitty-gritty and the detail and doctrine and the issues. And so that has also impacted my life.
Now, here are some questions that I personally have that might give me a deeper insight into who you are. Who is the most influential person from your perspective that we find in the pages of the Bible other than Jesus himself?
Again, that's a very easy one to answer. That's definitely the Apostle Paul. I so love his emphasis on doctrine, on truth, on the need for the study of the Word of God. I so appreciate his mind. I love the letters that he wrote. They're logical. They follow a pattern. You could see that in anything that he presents, he covers every detail about it, so there's no questions that are left. And I love his passion for church planting. I love to be involved with seeing other churches raised up. Paul just had a pastor's heart as well as the heart of a teacher, and I believe that's what the Lord's called me to do, is to be a teacher of the Word of God. Now, I could do without all the persecution and the stoning and all that that he went through, but those other parts I so appreciate and value.
Well, I might say, and I'm not trying to butter you up here because you're my pastor or anything, but I really see a lot of the Apostle Paul in you, and I look to you because I see the heart that you have for not only the ministry that you've been given, but also just for the people. And it's great to see when someone has a role model and then they start to become like that. And so I just wanted to share that with you.
Well, if there's anything good, I make no boast. All the glory goes to Jesus Christ.
Amen. Now, another question similar to that one is, what was the most influential book of the Bible for you and why?
I'm going to have to say there's two books that have been most influential in my life. And the first one is the book of Ephesians. Because when I came out of the Roman Catholic Church and received the Lord, I still thought that God the Father was a little angry at me. I viewed Jesus as being the compassionate one. And I separated the two of them. I didn't realize where Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. That's not the image that I had of the Heavenly Father. And so early on in my walk with the Lord, I tried to do a lot of good deeds, you know, read the Bible, go to church, do all those things that are right, but I was doing them not out of a response of loving God, but trying to earn his love or maintain it. And at some point in my walk with the Lord, the book of Ephesians began to unlock the idea that God already loves me as much as he ever will, as far as in relationship to the degree that that'll never change, and that he already has blessed me with all these spiritual blessings. In Ephesians 1 verse 3 is the one that unlocked that truth to me, where it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. And so as this truth came to my mind that God's already blessed me with the spiritual blessings, I don't do good to earn them, that set my heart on a path of grace and understanding forgiveness, understanding mercy, understanding the heart of God the Father. And that was so liberating and freeing. And then the other book would be the book of Romans. And that's because I learned about justification there, that imputed righteousness. So the same principle there found in the book of Ephesians, but more now spelled out in relationship to this righteousness that's been given to me at the moment of faith. And those are the two books that have given me a liberty in Christ to be able to love God, not out of fear, not out of trying to earn something, or not out of condemnation, but responding to his great love for me. And that's made all the difference in the world in Christianity and my walk with him.
I thought maybe it would be beneficial for you, seeing as you've been in the ministry for quite a while, to share with us some principles of ministry that might help others out there who might be getting started or who might be in the midst of ministry but experiencing some struggles or some trials.
As I mentioned in the aspect of the role models, I needed a pattern, and Pastor Chuck Smith has been that, and he's passed on three vital foundational principles for ministry. And the first one would be the importance of the Word of God, the teaching of the Word of God, the feeding of the flock. That's what we're called to do as pastors, as shepherds, and to never veer from that. And those passages like 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 about the Word of God being inspired, and it'll equip the man of God to make him complete, mature. And Ephesians 4:11 and 12, that pastors are for the equipping of the saints for the work of the ministry. And the emphasis on the teaching of the whole counsel of the Word of God, not choosing bits and pieces, but verse by verse, solid teaching of the Word of God. The second aspect would be in relationship to the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6 says, "Not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord," that the ministry is going to be built not by me and by my power, my wisdom, but the Spirit of God is a power to change my life as well as to empower the ministry. And that third principle would be of being a servant. And I think of the passage where Jesus said, if you're invited to a feast, don't sit at the head of the table, sit at the least. And so then if the host calls you up, then you'll be honored in front of everybody. So allowing the Lord to raise you up, to give you greater responsibility in the kingdom of God. And that truly is a freeing thing, because then you're not trying to make an image, or you're not trying to promote your name, which is basically a bondage and a weight that you're trying to carry, but just rejoicing in the fact that you could serve the Lord. As Jesus said in that one teaching, that we're just unprofitable servants doing what we're commanded.
Those are all good words. And I remember going through a class at the school called Principles of Ministry, and all of these key principles really blessed my heart, because you realize that when the Holy Spirit's involved in your own ministry, that you don't have to rely on your own wisdom and your own abilities and powers, but you can go and do that ministry without feeling insecurity and fear. And I'd like to just take this moment to invite all of you to get involved in our correspondence courses, or getting some tapes, or doing something to enable you to better minister in what God has called you to do.
There's no doubt they'll be blessed as they put their hand to study the Word of God.
Thank you, Pastor Brian, and we'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk.